This is GQDN for Tuesday, October 1st, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. They're very good stuff. Indeed. If you get the drink mixes, you will get 25% off your purchase if you put in the promo code QUEST. So put in the promo code QUEST, you get 25% off your purchase. Backwards goes forwards, right? Bye. Patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of stuff up there. Go check it out. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a Kickstarter goal met. We got some Xbox news. And we got some Fortnite news with some kids' playtime. The kids will be playing this as well. Wowhead said that there's going to be one more hour of maintenance as of this recording, so the servers could be up at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Right now it's 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So, talking about Blizzard, Jason Schreier, the author of Play Nice, The Rise and Fall and Future of Blizzard Entertainment, was taking his rounds around the different podcasts and websites. So he was talking to IGN. And there he was going over some of the history of Activision Blizzard. And he was also talking about the lawsuits that happened over time. And he was also talking about some of the future of what could happen after or long after the sale of Activision Blizzard to Xbox. So I'm not going to get into the whole article, but that is going on right now. The book comes out October 8th, so 1 week from today. And you can look for it at where you can find books. Any place online or in the regular stores or wherever you can find it. Now, if that future, or even currently, Blizzard's using AI, but so is PlayStation. GameSpot.com said that PlayStation was using AI to speed up the development with Spider-Man 2. In fact, they said that they used voice recognition software to synchronize the subtitles with the corresponding voice lines in certain languages. And they also said that they used the machine learning, which is a subset of AI, because they wanted to be broadening the plan so that way they could bring the games at a low cost to a lot more fans. Now, like I said, Sony isn't the first company to include AI to their software, because we know that Blizzard's done it, EA's done it, but there are some people that are against it, which is not just the labor unions, SAG-AFTRA, or even Nintendo, which they are also against it. But we're going to stick with PlayStation, because PlayStation 2, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, is getting a free upgrade. Well, it's not the PlayStation 2. I misspoke intentionally, because it's the PlayStation Plus Premium PlayStation 2 Classic, and the game could be Siren, because the fans did get excited when the game got a fresh rating in Korea, but that was the enhanced version of the 2003 games. But that's running on an old emulator, so what if the game gets a new emulator? Well, they were saying that people that already have Siren in their catalogs, or maybe purchase the standalone version, the site says they should get a free upgrade. So you have to wait for an official announcement. Yeah, we just went to Rumorville and didn't know it. It happens sometimes. Left turns and all. But if you take too many left turns, something will break. PC Gamer did say that the latest Windows 11 update maybe will break your mouse, keyboard, and your Wi-Fi functionality, because the optional update, which is KB5043145, could break your system, because that update for Windows 11 with the versions 23H2 and 22H2 is causing problems that would include the blue screen crashes and the loss of the keyboard and mouse functionality. So be careful with that one. And parents should always be careful with the kids. Well, what do I know? But Fortnite's willing to help you parents, because the parents, according to Eurogamer, can now set limits on the kids' playtime. So the time limit controls were introduced to Fortnite today, and it is there where you can, as a parent, set the playtime for the games that they're playing within Fortnite or the Epic account, because that is in the Fortnite parental control section. Words are hard, I'm sorry. And it's on the Epic account portal online. So how does that work for the kids? Well, they will see notifications pop up reminding them of their remaining time for the day. And that'll be when the clock reaches 30 minutes left. There's also a button to ask for more time, which is where the parents will get an email. So parents have the power, and as well they should. Okay, bit of opinionated, fine, whatever. But games do need to have some screens to play on. And Esports Insider did say that Philips did expand the Nvidia lineup with some new monitors. And the new monitors are called, here we go, 27M2C5501 and 32M2C5501. They will feature some VA panels, 180Hz refresh rates, and some QHD, which is 2560 by 1440 resolution. Now, they're only showing the EU prices because this is an EU site, but they are 27 inches. Well, that's the larger one, which means the smaller one would obviously be less than 27 inches. Oh, I'm sorry. They're 32 inches and 27 inches. So the 27 inches is a small one, and the 32 inches is the big one. Okay, but there are some monitors out there. And keep in mind, there's an Amazon sale coming next week as well, so you might want to take a look at that if you need any monitors and such. Now, let's go to the esports corner, because Atox got benched. I'm sorry, Atox was benching Annihilation. My bad. So, Atox did announce that they benched Annihilation, and they are also allowing the 24-year-old to explore some other options. Now, Annihilation did join Atox last March, and that was after 10 months away from competition because he left the Mongols in May last year, and that was after the team's elimination from the Paris Major Challengers stage. So now that he's benched, we'll see where he goes. Maybe he'll go play some games. Pure Xbox did say that there's some Xbox deals that would include a first ever sale called Endstream Arcade. And right now that collection in the Xbox store is half off. It's $20 for a year subscription. No, there's no discount for the lifetime pass. So that's still quite expensive, but it's still about 50% off. And there's a whole bunch of other ones that are also on sale right now. Assassin's Creed Mirage, half off. Max Payne 3, 65% off. Red Dead Redemption 2, 67% off. And Watch Dogs Legion, among others, are at 85% off. You want to see the full list? Go check out the Xbox sales yourself. We got a list, but you got to be a Patreon to see it. Patreon.com/TheGroupQuest. Now, talking about Xbox, Xbox's Game Pass added 5 more games because Game Pass is growing, and they will be coming next week or within the next few days itself. MLB The Show comes tomorrow. Open Roads comes tomorrow. Saifu comes tomorrow. Mad Streets comes October 7th. And Inscription comes October 10th. Last but not least, this is a feel-good story for now. It's a good one, too. Because the first confirmed Switch 2 game, according to NintendoLife.com, really did well on its Kickstarter. As a matter of fact, they just smashed it. Totally. Because the game is called My Time at Evershine, and they had an initial goal of $200,000 on Kickstarter, but they've made so far, as of the writing, $1.5 million, which is right, they're right about there. They're at $1.5 million right now, and they got 22 days to go. So if you look them up on Kickstarter, you can see the different goals. Now, right now, they've got up to the 1.4 million, and that's where you can adjust your character's height. Once it hits 1.7 million, you'll get the vote on an additional core of Ruminensible NPC from the provided candidates. If you hit 2 million, quote, you'll be able to adjust your build, making them more muscular, heavier, or slimmer. You can also tweak specific features like shoulders, arms, and thighs. Additionally, you can age your character by adding details like wrinkles and other signs of aging. And yes, you can wish list it on Steam. So go take a look at it if you want. If you want to back them, go find their Kickstarter. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.